Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I'm Josh Peck.
And I'm Ben Soffer.
And we're the good guys. There's a lot of guys out there.
And we're the good ones. I've been told that I don't introduce guests.
Okay.
And people are always like, who the fuck is that? And it's like, how don't you know who Paige DeSorbo is? Like, do we really need to give you an introduction?
You know,
our mothers do.
I never say hi on my podcast. I'm never like, hey, everyone. I just start.
Yeah.
So don't even worry about giving me an intro.
No, but we need to. So let's see.
We have a lot of older Jewish ladies that are our fans that are going to be introduced to the greatness that is Paige. So go for it, Ben.
We do. Okay, so podcast legend. Does that work?
That works.
Okay, cool. TV star.
Thank
you. Does that work?
That is phenomenal.
How does TV star, though, like, you hear movie star and you're like, oh my God, a movie star.
Right.
And then you hear TV star and you're like, eh.
And then you hear reality TV star and you're really like, eh.
I like reality TV star more than TV star, right?
Really?
No, yeah.
I feel like TV star is like you still studied to do something and performing here. Mm. Reality is like you should get a therapist and then work on that and then come back.
Yeah. But like we're with a movie star.
That's
do you understand
true.
That?
That's
like
true.
Josh is a freaking Golden Globes, Oscar winning, everything, movie star, Oppenheimer.
Ben, I can't listen. I'm just, I'm one of you guys.
You're
don't
just
feel
a regular
threatened.
Guy.
I'm a regular Joe. I'm in therapy. I'm on Ozempic. I'm just like you. Just kidding.
You're just down to earth.
Yeah, listen, I am on a GLP-1 antagonist. What the heck is that? That's Ozempic. Oh.
That's like there's like semaglutide and then there's Ozempic where Josh is on the generic stuff. I'm on the hard stuff.
Got it. Okay.
Are you actually on name brand? You're name brand?
I'm on name brand. Oh, no. God damn it. You know me better than I know myself. I was on the name brand. I went off. Now I'm on non-name brand, but it's mixed with B12. So like it's
But it's
better.
All the same shit?
Sort of. It's kind of like when you go to Duane Reade or like a CVS, are you buying like generic Tylenol or are you buying Tylenol?
I'm buying Tylenol.
Yeah. And you feel a little weird about buying generic, right? Yeah.
Just
so like you'd
little.
Be on Ozempic.
Okay.
You wouldn't want the semaglutide because of status.
Right.
But like some people are like comfortable with taking is it amphetamine? Acetaminophen? Which one is the Tylenol?
Acetaminophen is Tylenol. That's the generic name. Or ibuprofen for Advil.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you look in the ingredients and they're exactly the same.
Yeah.
We talk about Ozempic nonstop. We're so obsessed.
No, it's happening. It's here. I love talking about it.
We love it.
I'm the king of non-name brand things, like almost to a fault where sometimes my wife goes like, just stop it. Can we please not buy cereal in a bag? Can it come in a box, you cheap fuck?
Like, are you the kind of guy, like, you're going to the grocery store and she's like, okay, I want Cinnamon Toast Crunch and you're bringing home something like kind of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but not the actual Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Yeah, I'm bringing home Cinnamon Toast Crisp.
No, that's divorce immediately, I feel like.
There's nothing more Jewish summer camp than the fake off-brand cereals. Like, I would have like, I don't know, like Cheery Loops or like, I'm trying to think of like those names, like Cocoa Crown.
Totally. And the box like always like semi looked like the real box.
Yeah, they would rip them off. Yeah. RC Cola. I had so much RC Cola.
I love RC Cola
though.
I'm a big RC Cola girl.
Well, technically then you're drinking, is that not like generic RC Cola? I feel like that's like grocery store Diet Coke.
No, they're their own company.
Are they?
Like they're Royal Crown.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you an
Who
investor?
Knew that's what it stands for? Paige, you're bringing a lot to this podcast.
I may have just totally made that up.
I think you did.
I think I did.
Are you thinking Crown Royal?
The liquor brand?
No. I think they are called Royal Crown.
Royal Crown.
We'll
Cola.
Have to fact check it. But they are like a company.
If they are, they really need to go hard rebrand. Yeah. Royal Crown Cola?
Like they could do a whole rebrand.
They could.
We could star in the commercial.
But you grew up in New York, right, Paige?
I did. I grew up in upstate New York in Albany. So like 2.5 hours north. But I've lived in the city now for 10 years. So wow. I feel like I'm really, what's the word?
You think you're a city girl? But you're lying to yourself.
I feel like I'm a city girl because I'm frustrated all the time. That's my favorite, emotion is to be annoyed at things. So I feel very New York.
Wow. Albany. Any relation to the Cuomos?
No relation.
Shout out the former governor and his nipple rings.
Yeah, no relation to any governors in New York.
What's it like growing up in a state capital? State capitals are weird.
You know what? It's funny. I feel like everyone always forgets that Albany is the state capital of New York. Nothing different like growing up in the capital. It's not like I was going to Albany capital to do things, you know?
But the first time I ever did Molly was in Albany.
Really?
I went to visit my friend that went to the University of Albany.
Yep.
And Josh, have I told this story before?
You have, but we love it.
Damn it. It's unbelievable. I have six stories and I have amnesia.
I'll tell you the story,
but for the morons listening, I'm sorry. And that's what we call our listeners, by the way.
Okay.
That's not I'm not being
It's endearing.
They're the morons.
And they're stupid.
Yeah, just
okay,
making
got
sure that you know. But they're also morons, but we all are. So went to visit my friend at University of Albany. Yep. What a special place.
What year would this have been?
I think I went to visit him in 2010.
Okay.
And we went to a classic rave. Yep. Chucky, if you remember him, was performing. Yep. It was an all-white party. Mm-hmm. It's probably 12 o'clock. We thought this party was going till 3 a.m. My friend's you want to try some Molly? I'm oh, I'm scared. He's no, you're going to have the best time. You're going to dance. I'm sure. Take some Molly, 12 o'clock. All of a sudden, party shuts down at 12:30. So my entire experience on Molly started after all the music was out.
Oh, no.
Everything was I was
anxiety
done.
Induced.
Oh, it was terrible. I went back to his apartment. I took a shower and I danced in the parking lot for 4 hours because I had no other choice. It was
Ben's
either
hugging people in the parking lot of a Wegmans.
It was either literally kill myself from anxiety or
just dance and
get into it. And don't do drugs, kids. The kids listening, no, it's just not
really
worth it.
Not
it's not worth it.
It's really not.
No.
And I hate to sound old, but it's not like when we were young.
No, it's not.
It's really not.
It's not because now all of a sudden they're putting fentanyl in all our drugs.
It's not even fun anymore.
Josh, the fent. Is the fent hot in LA?
Dude, the fent is hot everywhere. And I can't believe that. I agree with you that drugs are weird now, especially. Yeah. And I also if you're 40 and you're I do a couple key bumps at New Year's, I'm we can't be friends. Nope. Your priorities are just not in order, my boy.
And
they'll defend it.
We went out. Okay, me and Claudia and a bunch of girls went out on Saturday night. I'm not kidding. First of all, I could not keep up with anyone there. They could drink so much. I had a drink and a half. I was out the whole Sunday. I was done for. I didn't even know if I was going to be able to recover by Monday. So to think about doing Molly now, no.
Claudia literally had the flu and can still drink anybody under the table.
She's insane.
It's unbelievable.
There's no way this little girl to my right is going to knock back 5 skinny margaritas at dinner and then be getting everyone to go to the next spot. I was Claudia for president.
No,
how
she's,
is she
she's
the next day, Ben? How does she recover?
Well, considering she actively had the flu, we actually found out that it was sinusitis, but she had a deep illness. I don't know if you heard her deep croupy cough. She didn't tell you, right? Yeah, that's classic Claude. she was so unbelievably sick. And so
she was using a Ricola vape. Ricola juice in her vape.
Oh my God. What a great idea, Josh.
Right?
A Ricola vape?
No one steal that.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, I love it. But she's a good drinker.
Yeah, she's good.
Oh, yeah. That was a very fun night.
That was really fun. Like, that's what I'm into now. Like, going to a long dinner and then going to one spot after, but they have to have couches at that spot after.
Yeah.
You know, and or else I'm not going.
Sometimes if the dinner's too heavy, I can't go anywhere after the dinner, too.
No.
Like,
no.
You guys went for Italian food. I can't go for Italian food and then go out. I go for Italian food and go to sleep.
But we were like Sex in the City girls at dinner. Yeah. We were like, oh my God, pasta, more dirty martinis. And then we left.
My friend recently was at a party and he's in his early 40s. And he's like, Josh, I had one of the worst nights of my life. I'm like, say more.
I bet.
And he's like, I was at a party and it was fun and I was drinking. And then I drank a little too much and I didn't really realize it until I got in the Uber home. And I literally 5 minutes in said, pull over, and I'm retching, throwing up out the door. And I'm so embarrassed. And I'm like, just go. It's fine. He said, so I call another Uber. I get in the new Uber. And 5 minutes later, I proceed to retch and throw up. And at this point, I'm like feeling bad for him. I'm like, I get it, dude. Like, yikes. But I hear you. He's like, so I decide to walk home, which is about 3 miles, because I'm just too embarrassed to keep throwing up in an Uber. And here's what he told me. This part of the story was when I started to judge. I don't know why. You guys tell me. He goes, and I was walking home and it was dark and I tripped and I fell and I broke my glasses. It was at that point I was like, you have a drinking problem. Anyone who breaks their glasses drinking needs to reconsider their life.
No, and also, like, what a loser. Like, I'm sorry. If you have broken glasses, you're a loser.
And someone didn't come and step on them and scream nerd at you.
Yeah, you're like, a loser. Yeah, you're a loser.
I felt so bad. I just imagined him, like, hung over at Warby Parker the next day going, like, do you have any frames that fit my face?
He's like bringing them in and he has them in both hands.
Oh, as long as he didn't tape them. I've had to do that before.
Yeah.
Really?
It's very sad.
I will say over for New Year's Eve, Craig and I really wanted to be like, we wanted to be New Year's Eve party hosters. Like, we wanted all of our friends to be like, oh, every year, Paige and Craig, they host a great New Year's Eve party. Like, anyone can come. So we're pumped for this party. Like, we plan everything. We get a caterer. We, like, at one point we were going to get an ice luge. Like, excuse, we were just, we were doing caviar bumps. Like, it was a great party. Everyone gets there at like around 7 o'clock. We kind of did start it a little early because most of our friends were getting babysitters. So they were pumped for it. 7 o'clock, I start drinking promptly, I would say, by 11 p.m., I'm upstairs throwing up everywhere. Mm. Couldn't understand what was going on. Craig comes in. I'm like dying to the point where I'm like, you have to call an ambulance. You have to get everyone out of the party. Like, everyone needs to go home. Ugh. I'm unwell. My fingers started cramping up. And I started saying, like, I'm having a stroke. You have to call the ambulance. Yeah. I'm having a stroke. Craig standing in front of me, he was like, okay, well, you're talking to me and telling me you're having a stroke, so you're not actually having a stroke. My fingers were like this, and I couldn't move them because I was so dehydrated. And then I remembered I was on, like, a pretty intense skin medicine that you are not supposed to drink on. So I was dead before midnight even happened. I could hear everyone having fun till 3 a.m. at the party that I had planned.
Wow.
And I was asleep in the bathroom, like on the toilet, throwing up.
Oh, my God.
It was the worst. And this weekend was the first time I've really drank since then. So I was like nervous.
Yeah.
So now Craig, every time he'll see me, he'll just be like, go like this.
That's so scary.
Call an ambulance. No, it was so terrifying because I didn't know what was going on. I was like, there's no way this is happening from drinking. Like, I must be having a stroke.
Yeah.
But
how scary is that?
Just want to be like having glowing skin, you know? Yeah. The price we pay.
You should be able to party and have glowing skin.
I was like, this must be a generic brand of skin medicine.
You have great skin.
Thank you. Well, because I'm on the pill.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What is that, Accutane?
No, it's like one lower down from that. It's called spironolactone.
Are you sponsored by them?
I'm not, no.
You will be now. Spironolactone. So make sure. I just want you to know, when we talk about something on the podcast, brands reach out.
Okay, I love it because I don't actually even know if it's really expensive, but it's for people with high blood pressure is what it's originally for.
So Ben and I qualify.
We do.
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple of weeks ago, we spoke about Merrells on the podcast because our moms like Merrells. Remember those shoes?
No.
Oh, You'd know
you are such a cool girl. She doesn't even know Meryl. It's not even in her lexicon.
She knows Meryl. I'll show you quick.
That's amazing. She doesn't know brand name or off brand Ozempic, and she doesn't know Meryl. That's winning.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen these swag shoes
in my life.
Have you never? Have you never met a 60-year-old man from Arizona? I mean, that's the drip out there.
Well, we spoke about Meryl's, and now they're fitting us. So.
Wow.
We don't Merrells.
Where do you wear them? What are you doing them?
Fish.
Where don't you wear them is a better question.
Like, are you guys big fishers? Like
Josh,
big
fishing, sport? Right? That's where we'll wear them?
Fishing. You could wear it anywhere. Like, could you imagine if I was like, if we were on the red carpet at the Oscars, Ben, and they go, what are you guys wearing? And we're like, Meryl and Ozempic. Like, people would plot. They'd lose it.
They'd plot. They'd plot. Meryls.
If you don't have respectable pots and pans, you're not a grown-up. So grow up, okay? No shame, no pressure. But try something like a caraway pan. That's what me and my wife have. We are such a fan. We didn't realize, because we've certainly got some nice pans, and we also had some like that we inherited from like my great-grandmother in World War II. That's not true. That was hyperbole, but you get the picture. Anyway, and things wouldn't cook evenly. They would be overly sticky and weird. But with caraway, all of that is taken care of, right? And maybe you've been wanting to make a certain dish in your caraway pan, or you're going to have a party. Maybe, you know, winter's almost over. Maybe you're getting excited for spring and want to have like a spring training baseball part. I don't know what your thing is, but with Caraway and their non-toxic kitchenware that's chemical-free, has a beautiful ceramic coating, so things are coming off, okay? That means it's minimal oil and that you can slide off like eggs, whatever you're doing, easily with ceramic coating. And it's well-loved. You know, 65,000 people have rated it 5 stars and they love their Caraway kitchen. So visit carawayhome.com/goodguys to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/goodguys or use code goodguys at checkout. carawayhome.com/goodguys. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made oh so modern.
Paige, we're big fans of your lovely boyfriend, Craig Conover, here. What a gem, what a mensch. And I must ask, where or when in the relationship did you first realize that he doesn't wear underwear?
By the way, very bold.
Threw us for a loop.
Not only does he not like wear underwear, but he'll wear jeans on a plane. No underwear.
Oh my God.
Wow. I'm like, you have to be uncomfortable. And the other day I actually brought it up. I was like, do you ever see other men on a plane and think, ooh, I'll copy that outfit or ooh, I like that outfit? And he goes, never, not once.
Wow.
And I think it was pretty early on in our relationship that I realized he didn't wear underwear because he'd be getting dressed. And I'd be like, I think there's a crucial part of that you're missing. But yeah. He only wears them like every single time, if we have to, like if he has to put a suit on or like a tux.
Sure.
Then that's when he wears the underwear?
When he wears
the material's so thin.
You have so much more breathability though in a nice tuxedo pant versus jeans on a plane.
But can you
even think about it? Josh, imagine an 8-hour flight to Israel, tight blue jeans, no underwear. You get off the plane. Honestly, I think you need to fire extinguish my private parts.
No, he literally,
I don't even like, it's unbelievable.
He'll get on a red eye. Jeans.
Oh,
sick. I love that. I love
it's
that for him.
Sick.
Wow.
But it doesn't even faze him.
Because he's a legend. It's unbelievable. He
marches
to the beat of his own drum.
Yeah, doesn't know.
When he undresses without his, you know, without wearing underwear, right? So he takes off his pants, but he has his shirt on. Does he look like Winnie the Pooh?
It's giving toddler. You know, I hate, God forbid it's the winter and it's a sweater and no pants. You know, then it's just like he lost his crayons.
That is fucking cute.
But yeah, it gives toddler sometimes, for sure. I have to look away.
Could you make the case that, like, should Ben and I consider maybe, like, once a week not doing underwear? Are there any benefits?
You know, I've asked the hard questions. I've asked the scientific questions of, like, you know, do you ever get nervous that you're going to catch something in a zipper? Like, what if, you know, what if a small toddler comes around and he's just wailing and he hits you? You know, what's going on here?
Sure.
But he said he's never liked it. So he's just... I always thought it was like guys just didn't like the inside of bathing suits. You know, like they're always cutting the inside of bathing suits out, but he's everything. He can't have any restriction.
By the way, most guys don't cut the insides out of their bathing suits.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so
most
that's
guys
a myth.
Wear the netting. Josh, you wear netting, no?
I do because they now offer a board short. So I have
you can
the
buy
choice.
A board short.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. You okay, have no, the choice.
I just wanted to clarify.
Okay, so thank you for clarifying. I'm just constantly getting lied to by men out here.
Yeah, and the zipper thing is very real.
Yeah,
I've
would
probably
assume.
Also told this story on the podcast, but my dad recalls often that when he was 6 years old, he went to the urinal.
Yeah.
And I don't want to question why his uncle was pulling up his zipper when he was six.
Yeah.
A little weird, right? You could probably do it yourself.
Right.
Caught his nutsack on the zipper at six. And my dad is in his mid-60s and still talks about that story.
I mean, I...
So zippers and nuts are very scary.
I could imagine.
And so that would freak me out. Mm-hmm. But as a slightly, still large man, you need underwear to really protect...
I would think
what's
so.
Going on. Like you need to be so unbelievably physically fit and secure to not have like, I don't know, some type of like Spanx light situation going on.
I feel like it must just be like a sensory thing for him. He just, he needs all the room.
Oh, Josh, did you see Spanx Usher? Did you see these?
Yeah, well, it's not Spanx, it's Skims, right? Isn't it Kim's
friend? What did I say?
Friend?
Oh God, they're going to kill me.
No, Skims. That's Sarah Blakely.
Yes.
The original
Skims Usher.
Yeah.
Usher. I'm just saying, we need a pair.
No, you need a pair.
For sure. If it's good enough for Usher Raymond, it's good enough for me.
I will like to know if you guys do go no underwear for scientific reasons, what your findings will be.
I have, and it's horrible.
You hate it.
Yeah. Like the only time I've ever done it is when I've run out, which happens rarely, but sometimes. And
you can't do it.
I hate it. I also never understood people that sleep in the nude. I can't do that.
No, I can't do that either.
I can't do that.
It just makes me nervous.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
Why am I naked? Josh, do you sleep in the nude?
If I canoodle, I don't put clothes on after.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like in a paralyzed state anyway. I could barely get up.
So for the rest of the night, you'll stay naked.
Yeah, and I feel so grown up. I feel like I'm in a 90s Michael Douglas movie. I'm like, oh my God, who is this in my bed? Oh, it's me. Like, it just feels like, very manly.
Should I light a cigarette?
I will tell you, though, once my son came in at like 6 a.m. and I was like, I just didn't have any clothes on. And he jumps on the bed and I'm covered with the cover and he puts a Netflix show on. And I'm like, I know what I'll do. I'll just sprint to the bathroom and I'll throw on some clothes. Like I'll pull something out of the hamper or whatever. And I thought I made it out clean. Later that night, I hear my son conspiratorially with my wife going, why was Dad sleeping naked? It's like, I'm going to get picked up by Child Protective Services. Like, this is so upsetting. Wait. Children are observant.
The way that I need a bedside cigarette, God, that sounds amazing.
Right? Like, I can just picture him, like, being naked. Like, I'm not putting the rest of my clothes on and then lighting a cigarette.
Doubling down, like, oh, yeah.
So you put clothes on?
Well, it's like 9 p.m.
Ben, you would put clothes on after you canoodle?
I would put back on the underwear that I was wearing before.
Yeah, I would put my pajamas back on like to then sleep.
You remove them for the deed.
Because
We're not Hasidic.
It's very Christian of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't sleep nude.
No, I get nervous. Like, I still feel like I get nervous. Like, what if there was a fire or something happened and you got to, like, get up? Here's the other thing. I get up a lot in the middle of the night. I've been known at like 3 a.m. if I need to eat a scoop of peanut butter, I have to eat a scoop of peanut butter.
Fair.
So I'm up.
I think I pee more in the middle of the night than I should. I think I have to get that checked.
Well,
that's 30, babe.
I feel like guys just do.
I think I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
On days where I drink like 6 bottles, I won't pee. But the normal day, I'm drinking like 10 bottles of water a day.
You're like a normal Poland Spring size?
Yeah, plastic only. No, God forbid. A canteen. Yeah,
I was going to say, are you nuts? Like a Stanley person? Like, No.
Well, yeah, my friend's dad, Felix, when we would sleep over at his house around 2 a.m. every night, Felix would go to the fridge and we'd hear it and we would like scurry to the door and he would walk to the fridge, open it, crack open a fresh, cold Coca-Cola Classic, chug it, fart, and then go back to bed. And I was like, Felix, you are living the dream. The man has had 2 stints put in and has had 1.5 mild heart attacks. And I see no correlation.
Wait, Cracking a Coca-Cola at 2 a.m. just is amazing. Crush.
2 a.m. Wow. So good. Frozen? Do you drink seltzer? Oof.
I do. I actually am a regular Coca-Cola girl. I'm not a Diet Coke girl.
Respect.
Yeah, I drink all the seltzer. Anything carbonated, I'll put it down.
Do you think that seltzer is hydrating?
Okay. Me and Craig have had this argument, so I already know because we've Googled it. I was in the camp of like, no, this can't be hydrating.
No way.
This can't be good for your body. This makes me bloated. And then Craig Googled it and it was like, yes, it does hydrate you. But I don't believe
it. No, that was paid for by Big Self.
Yeah, I don't believe that at all.
I don't think so. Right, Josh? That can't possibly.
Why wouldn't it be? It's just carbon dioxide.
I know, but like there's something like you go for a run, you come back, you can't chug a LaCroix and feel good. Like there's just.
I will say I used to date a guy in New York City that he hated flat water so much that he brought seltzer to the gym.
Really?
And he would chug it at the gym. I feel like you're a masochist.
No.
Because that burn has to be so much more intense while you're working out, I would assume.
I can't even imagine. And speaking of that boyfriend, I just found out that a party that Claudia and I went to in the Hamptons maybe 10 years ago with our friend Eric Marks was your ex-boyfriend's house. And you were there and I didn't meet you. And Josh, I want you to know I walked into this house in the Hamptons. Lovely house, walked outside. They set up a full circuit training gym. Some of the biggest losers I've ever seen in my life. I walked outside like a nice pool in East Hampton. There's barbells. These guys are like drinking protein.
I'm like running track. Anxiety for me.
Insane.
Insane. Because they would wake up. Okay, this was during COVID. I lived with my ex-boyfriend, another guy friend. He was single. And then we lived with another couple. So there was a total, and then like people would rotate in and out, like whatever. So every morning they would wake up at like they didn't treat it like COVID at all. They would wake up 8 a.m. They'd all go outside. They'd start their circuit training. They'd get their trainer on Zoom. He would be telling them what to do. I'd stroll out there at like 10:30 with a bagel in my hand. Like we ended up breaking up. I'm kidding. We ended up breaking up because I was so stressed out about, he was also 10 years older than me and lived like such a different life, but he was so healthy and so regimented that I literally had to break up with him.
No, like the health piece I get at being a complete stranger and walking into that house, expecting like a party and like going outside and it's just outdoor equinox is very jarring.
Outdoor equinox.
Yeah.
I give them credit though. They stuck to their routines.
Good for them.
You know, they looked great.
Today's episode of the Good Guys podcast is brought to you by AG1. As you know, celebrity Ben Soffer, it's his favorite thing. He loves the taste. He loves how it makes him feel. And for me, since drinking AG1, I have felt energized, nourished, and it also gives me peace of mind to know that I'm getting everything I need in one easy scoop every morning. Now, not only does AG1 deliver my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics and more, but it's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. Listen, getting a little older, and even if you're not older yet, it's good to be proactive about what you put in your body and getting the things that you might not be getting from a normal diet. And it has supplements to support energy and focus if you find yourself hitting a wall halfway through the day. AG1's just a game changer. It's got adaptogens, probiotics, which is good for your gut health. And as we know, everything's connected to the gut. It also supports healthy aging and long-term health because it supports your brain and overall immune health. And I'm feeling a little under the weather right now, which means I am definitely going to take my AG1 as soon as this is recorded. So AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why I'm excited to welcome them as a new partner. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/goodguys. That's drinkag1.com/goodguys. Check it out.
Paige, what, you know, now that you've found your wonderful Southern King and Mr. Conover, like, was that a welcome reprieve from the douchebags of New York, Ben not included? But like, was there, I mean, because he seems very like he has a wonderful non-New York energy about him. Were you over the New York dating scene?
He was so non-New York, which I think is what initially attracted me to him. My thing was like, I loved, and here he is on like reality TV, so a ton of people know him, but I loved dating someone that no one knew, like in my friend group. I was like, great, no one's touched him. No one's been texting him that I know, like that are my friends, you know, because the New York bubble can get so small and it's totally. Like, okay, we've all dated the same person at some point. So that was very attractive to me. And I also think that was something for him too. He liked that I was like out of town, didn't know any of his history, and it kind of worked.
Yeah, it is fun. It feels like you're dating like a spy when you pull someone from a different pond and you're like, this is like, this is Daniel. And they're like, wow, so exotic. And
yeah, like every time I would explain it to my girlfriends, I'd be like, and the best part is he hasn't slept with anyone we know. Like that was the best part.
I've like never even dated off of my street.
Outside your shtetl?
I will say,
basically like I lived in like the Jewish ghetto and it's just like we picked what's around us. That was it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I never saw myself dating someone long distance. Like I never actively looked for that. If I hadn't known Craig and someone was like, oh, will you do long distance? I'd probably be like, absolutely not. There's no way that would be able to work. But for whatever reason, it did end up working out way better than I thought. I mean, I see Craig more than like I've seen people that I dated in Brooklyn. Like truly, like I see Craig every single week. So I don't feel like I do long distance. I feel like we both just travel for work, you know?
Right. And how much time do you spend in South Carolina?
You know, not as much as Craig would like, but in the fall, like I spent the entire month of October there. And then in the spring, I try and spend another like full month there because and the other months, there's just no way I could. Like,
I've never been. Is it great? People say that it's great.
Okay, it's great. Like you would love it for a weekend. I feel like I know you too much. Mm-hmm. Like you'd never be able to live there. Mm-hmm. Like, you're there for a full week and then you're like, okay, but like, what's everyone doing? Like we got, like, it's very slow. It's very Southern and it's picturesque and beautiful. Great for a girl's weekend. Great to like go drink with your friends, have good dinners. But then like at a point you're like, okay, I need to get back to like
gotta get back to the
hustle and the bustle. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that's interesting because I do have those dreams of like running away to somewhere like Asheville, North Carolina or Riverdale, Bronx and just getting away from the hustle and bustle. But in practice, I'm not sure I could take it. I think I'm ruined by big city. I'm just a big city guy.
Yeah, I want to be like, this is, I'll never leave and this is the best thing ever. And I feel so content, but I'm too high strung. Like I'm too... I've been in New York for too long to like to calm down.
You're neurotic.
Jewish. I'm psychotic. No. I'm actually not Jewish.
No, you are though. Okay. No, you have the characteristics. The second you spend too much time in New York and you start complaining and you become neurotic and you're pointing out every little thing. It's the Jew.
This girl drinks Coca-Cola Classic. This is no Jew. No Jew. No,
this, this is how I realized I became a true New Yorker. True. I landed in LA. I walked out of the LAX immediately annoyed, immediately pissed off. The way they run that airport with Ubers is, it's
disgusting.
Ridiculous. It's disgusting.
And by the way, it's a caste system.
It's, I can't stand it.
If you're poor, you have to walk 9 miles up a hill to find your literally broken down 2002 Honda Civic with a blind driver. Yes. And if you have some change, maybe you'll get a navigator right outside.
But probably not.
But maybe they'll meet you in the parking lot too.
Right.
Disgusting.
When I land at any New York airport, LaGuardia, JFK, Newark, beautiful.
Oh God, this is where we disagree.
But okay, listen, the way you can get an Uber at LaGuardia compared to LAX,
agreed.
You can't. So agreed. I love getting out to New York City, knowing that there's a cop there yelling at everyone. It's it brings me joy.
So that I'm with you on. I would say that LAX is by far the worst airport.
The worst.
Actually, maybe second worst to SFO because if you walk through the San Francisco airport, you see the sign for yoga room. That's it. I know I don't belong there. I don't belong there. Who's going to a yoga room? You can't. But then you come.
Well, you
to
don't
these
like
New
a
York
stretch.
Airports.
Can you imagine how tight his IT bands are, Paige? You could probably see it from there. Don't get too close; they might unravel. It's nuts. His hamstrings are probably taut.
No, they're nice and loose now. They're loose. But normally, you know. But by the way, actually, after a flight, they'd be tight. New York airports, though, are nothing in comparison to the rest of the country. The rest of the country, we are missing out. I was just in DFW.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Dallas Fort Worth, this airport, the biggest airport in the world. Mm-hmm. I was out from my plane to the door, 1 minute.
Dallas Fort Worth like is the biggest airport in the world?
Yes. Marshall, check it. Just be sure. I'm pretty sure. They build it like a spider.
Okay.
So it has all of these different legs that you can fly into. So you're not all going to the exact same place. Versus LaGuardia, for example, you all, for whatever reason, need to go through security checkpoints to all go to your gates versus having multiple checkpoints for multiple gates.
So much smarter.
The Texans, they're geniuses.
I mean, seriously, that's how JFK should be. Why would JFK not be like that?
Because it's just an endless loop of fraud. That's what it is. More time, more construction, more pockets. I'm telling you, this city with our airports, I think the most fraud and corruption is in our airports.
Here's the other thing. I could go down a list of things I hate about New York City that I hate, but I'm not leaving. I love
it. Of course not. Josh, you abandoned us.
Where else are you going to go? Like, yes, I get you could go out to LA, and I do like going out to LA every once in a while.
He lives on the beach. It's freaking gorgeous.
And the only reason I'm probably not a full LA girly is I genuinely don't know anyone out there. Like, none of my family lives out there. I don't have really like any close friends out there. So that's probably one of the only reasons why. But I love New York.
Well,
I love being aggravated.
Josh has an open door policy, literally.
Okay, great.
So
yeah, people stop by my house constantly. It's great. you guys are not taking into account, and then we can end this conversation about transportation in New York City, is that
and fraud.
No matter what time of day, I flew into New York last month. I got in at midnight. Okay, beautiful flight. You leave at 4 o'clock from LA, you get in midnight New York, get a nice 9 to 12 hours of sleep. You're in the city at 11 the next day. From JFK at midnight, Paige. It was an hour, 10 minutes into the city. There is never a good time to go or come from the airport ever. 2 in the morning or 2 p.m. It's garbaggio.
No, that's true.
I'll die on that hill.
I love Thrive Market because whenever I have a sweet tooth or I want something crunchy, savory, I think, is there a better option here where I could like accomplish said craving and yet still not feel like a total gross, disgusting mess? And Thrive Market was like, oh, that's exactly what we do, right? Thrive Market's my go-to for all my grocery and household essentials. It's convenient. You do everything online, but it's quickly shipped to my doorstep. And being healthy to me is just like making an effort to be conscious and thinking about the things that I'm putting in my body instead of just ripping open a fruit snack bag and blacking out. They also, Thrive Market, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. And so they're thinking about, you know, sourcing methods and the high quality ingredients that are required to feel good. And whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, gluten-free, whatever it is, it's there. They've got all these filters set up to easily find the things you need. And as a Thrive Market member, I save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save over 30% each time, actually. So join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/goodguys for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's THRIVE market.com/goodguys. thrivemarket.com/goodguys.
Should we listen to some speak pipes?
We should. Just quickly, Seinfeld said it best. Literally, it's probably been 3 decades. Nobody beats the Van Wyck. That's what it is. The Van Wyck, you're trapped. You can't beat it. You'll never get there. Constant traffic. But yes,
what's the deal with the Van Wyck?
Yeah. Speakpipe is where we have our morons call in and ask us questions, give advice.
I love this.
It's really fun. And usually they're terrible.
Anything
questions.
Ever on transportation?
Yeah, everything. Anything and everything.
This podcast sponsored by Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation. And this one's from Justine.
Hey, Josh and Ben, a huge moron here. Thanks for making me laugh out loud every week. I have a question about money. So my son is going to be 10 months old tomorrow.
Oh, this one's not good. Never mind. Forget this lady's son. Okay, hold on 1 second. We'll do
that lady and her son.
Fuck your son.
We'll do that. This one's good. This one's good. Here we go. And from Sky.
Hi, guys. I'm a huge fan of the podcast, and I've actually called in before. If you remember the homie hopper situation, well, that didn't work out literally whatsoever. But thank you for the advice. I think it was great advice. It's just that relationship did not work. Anyways, well, I have this friend, and this is what I need advice on. Me and my other friends actually stopped being friends with her because of her boyfriend. She is in a very toxic, terrible relationship, and I am not one to really talk because I have been in terrible, awful relationships, hence the homie hopper situation. But coming from my own experience, I just did not want her to go through what I had to go through. I lost a lot of friends being in toxic relationships, and that's literally what's happening to her right now. And it just got to a point after repeatedly trying to tell her, you know, the things that she was doing was hurting our feelings, like ditching us for him, etc. She just didn't listen, so we cut her off. And I don't know if that was a really good decision because I do miss her as my friend. I do love her so much, and same with the other people in our friend group. But it was time for her to grow up, and so we stopped being friends. So just wanted your opinion on that. If you guys have had any similar experiences, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
First of all, it's repeatedly, not repeatedly. Second of all, and most importantly, just so we're clear, you thought your friend was in a scary, toxic relationship and you decided to ice her.
Said, fend for yourself.
She didn't say scary. That's important. She just said toxic. But because I feel like scary infers violence, toxic infers just emotionally shitty. You're with someone shitty.
If somebody's having relationship problems, you can't ice them. It's the opposite. Yeah. If you're a friend, you bring them in close and you tell them, like, I don't want you dating this person because I think they're a terrible person.
Yep.
But even if they don't leave them, if you're really friends, you can't leave them when they're in a bad relationship.
Yeah, I agree too. I think the total icing out is a little bit harsh. Also, I think there's so many factors. How old are these people? Like, if they're 22 and they're in a toxic relationship, like, good luck to you. Like, have so much fun. If I had a nickel. But if they're 30, in their mid-30s, then it's like, okay, don't ice her out. Then you need to actually, like, get her a therapist and, like, help her get out of this. So I think I agree with you, Ben. Not icing.
I agree. I love the phrase, you owe people the dignity of their own experience. And while it would be nice.
Wow.
Wow.
Look. I'm full of them.
Holy shit.
Marshall's on
at
the floor.
4:30?
Marshall can't get up.
I'm bereft.
Listen, 16 stupid years sober. You think I don't got a couple sayings up my sleeve?
I'm like, you said that when me and Paige looked at each other like,
I gasped.
Look, continue. This is what we are. Look, we can all be in fear. False evidence appearing real. I digress. look. The truth is that this girl, this is the homie hopper herself. You know, you don't think the scuttlebutt between your girlfriends when you were off screwing your friends and then the friends of friends, that they weren't like, this little promiscuous Polly over here, she really needs to get her stuff together. But they didn't leave you. I agree.
Right.
And you can protect yourself and love someone from afar. Sometimes you have to let people do their thing and you don't have to be in a day-to-day thing with them. But I agree. Cutting them off, I always feel is like, it's something for your own ego. It's not out of love for a friend.
100%.
Right. Because you're only going to isolate her more and get closer to this guy, which is what you don't want. But she's going to have no one to turn to. So, yeah.
Yeah.
No one to turn to.
So true. Next one from Alyssa. Alyssa.
Hey, good guys. Moron here. I'll cut to the chase because, like, I know you guys are very critical about your speak pipes, which is like a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit anxiety provoking for us morons.
Oh, shut up, Alyssa.
Hold your speak pipes to a really high standard. But anywho, I was wondering, and this is a question for both of you because, you know, you're both celebrities, Ben a little bit more, obviously, Ben celebrity suffer, but when it comes to fans saying hello to you guys in public, what are, like, the go-tos, the don't-dos, you know? Because I never want to be an annoying nudge, but sometimes you're like, I see this person who I listen to you, I love, I'm a fan, and I want to just say hello or, you know, meet them. But you also don't want to be that annoying asshole. So what is, like, your, I guess, each of your guides on, like, how should the common man approach you guys if they ever see you and want to, like, say, hey, love you, you know, something like that. Love you guys. Bye.
For me, it's very simple. Just don't scare me.
Yeah. I was just going to say that.
You knew anything else.
Yeah.
But like one out of every three times it's a, ah! And I'm like, ah! and that like, I can't recover. Like you scared me. And then I come off like I'm an asshole, but I thought I was being jumped. And like, if you, it's just like, oh, Ben, so good to see you. How are you? Picture. Yeah. Or like, nice to meet you. Like, let's talk.
Yeah.
I'm personally, I love it. I love talking to people.
Love it.
It's great. But more often than not, you scare me.
Yeah.
You scare me. You screech. And I jump. And then I'm caught off guard. And yeah.
You think someone has a gun.
Just
I mean, we're
don't
in
scare
New York.
Me.
Yeah.
I will say I'm always very self-aware in New York City, like walking down the street, just because someone could be wielding anything at any time, yeah. Like trying to kill everyone. So I'm a little, I would say probably a little bitchier at first if someone's just like randomly coming up to me, because you don't know what anyone wants. But then once I know it's like a giggler or someone who watches Summer House, I'm like, you could say anything to me and do anything to me. Just don't try and like kill me and I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm pretty chill that way.
Yeah, just don't murder us. I agree. Yeah. I remember once, I talked about this a week or so ago, my son was the puck boy for the LA Kings, right? So the LA Kings hockey team. So he like fist bump all the players as they're coming out. And now it's like a 37-year-old. I forget what an old man I am. Cause like half the team is like 23, right? And so yeah. I'm standing next to my son and he's bumping away, bump, 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 bump. And this one guy looks at me and he sees me and he goes, and he's Canadian, of course, cause he plays hockey. And he goes, oh, no fucking way, bro. He's like, no fucking way. Fucking legend, bro. And I was like, and then he just walked away. And I'm like, I love you, man. I was like, that is, I feel yeah. like all three of us, if someone just came up and was like, icon, you'd be like, yes, yeah. I am. And thank you. And they'd be like, can I get a quick photo? And you'd be like, how about two? Like, just brief, yeah. brevity. Brevity is the key.
Yeah, agreed. I feel like I get a lot of girls just like walking past each other on the street. Like, love your stuff. You know, that's great.
Yeah.
Ideal. Yeah. I wish that that's how old friends work too, you know, just like, and I've started to do that. Like Josh knows I take a lot of fake phone calls.
Okay.
It's just like my thing. Like if I want to like not be, if I'm in like a scared situation, I think I might be mugged. I take out my phone and I'm just like talking.
Like on average, how many times a week are you doing fake phone calls?
I'd probably do a fake phone call once a month.
Oh, okay.
Once a month. But okay. Also like if I see someone that I don't want to talk to, I'll take a fake phone call. And it's like, oh, I can't. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Fake phone calls are huge.
Wait, I'm going to start doing that because
especially if you're ever scared, fake phone
yes.
call. Yes.
Okay.
Because they think you're on the phone with the cops. Or I do. Maybe they'll just take my phone and beat me up.
Yes. You just haven't run into the right bad people, Ben. Because they're not going to give a fuck.
Yeah, totally. I was emotionally mugged like 2 weeks ago. I also told the story, so I don't want to bore people, but somebody took $40 from me.
Oh,
you didn't
how
tell
will
this?
You recover?
I didn't tell this?
No.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, what do you know?
Let's settle in.
I'm on my way to the subway, which I'll just never take again. Nothing good ever happens when I go to take the subway.
It really
does. It is what it is. Yep. Nothing good ever happens. I'm on my way to the subway, and this guy comes up to me. He's like, hey, man, can
Wait,
I get
what
directions?
What time of day? All right,
3 o'clock in the afternoon, okay. Broad daylight,
yep.
Very busy. He's like, hey, can I ask you for directions? And I'm, of course, going to give this guy directions.
Yeah.
I'm like, of course. He's like, and then like once we engage, he needs directions. Like, okay, man, I need to get back to Tom's River. I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, my wife will Zelle you. Here's my ID. I'm like, I don't need your wife's Zelle. Like, I don't have any cash. So I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I can't help you. He's like, well, he like pushes his chest onto me. He's like, well, you could go to the ATM. And I'm thinking
what?
Myself like, oh,
this
I'm thinking
piece
like,
of
oh,
crap.
I'm thinking like, oh, this is no good. This is
oh
no good.
My
and
God.
I'm a very, what's the word? Conflict averse.
Okay.
So if I sense a way to get out of a situation by giving somebody something, yours.
Yep. Easy.
Yours.
Best money I've ever
Anything
spent.
Anything you want,
yep.
Yours. So we're literally next to a very crowded Bank of America. Mm-hmm. So I said to him, okay, no problem. You wait here.
Yep.
I'll go into the bank. I went into the Bank of America, very crowded Bank of America, took out the $40 that he wanted, handed it to him. I went to the train. He left.
Wow.
So I say that I was emotionally mugged because he didn't take my money.
Yeah.
But he took my money.
100%.
Yeah.
It could have been way worse.
Way worse.
Because, and then you did the right thing, obviously, even though that's so frustrating, because at any point he could have pulled out a knife, pulled out a gun.
Just have whatever you want. Yeah. And so Claudia, I think, might have told the story on the toast, and she got a bunch of people saying that there's a scam going on where they have you go into an ATM and then... by the way, all of a sudden, all of these like regular robbers are like Nicolas Cage. They're like, oh, they're going to scan your PIN pad and figure out your PIN. I don't think that's true. How the hell could they figure that out?
That's nuts.
I will say I heard that has been happening, and my brother works for the city of Albany.
Does he know the Cuomos?
He's actually a lawyer.
Damn
so
it.
I have heard that that's happening a lot.
Like, that's cool, but, like, if he was a cop in Albany...
I know. I did bash the Capitol, and then I forgot, like, my brother works there.
Ben, you're tripping with this guy, and we need to work on your skills on the subway. Let me show you what I would have done. You come here, and you ask me for directions, right? I'm just, like, I'm just chilling, waiting for the 6 train. Come on. Come up.
Hey, sir, can I have some directions?
Nah. Nah. Nah, fuck out of here. Nah.
Josh is literally the nicest person, too. He would have done more. He would have, like, bought them
a
map.
No, I wouldn't. I would have been like, fuck out of here. What the fuck are you talking about? Tom's River? You don't live in New Jersey, you fuck. You get a fucking job, you scumbag. You louse.
You
would have
put them in an Uber.
I'll fucking end you, bro. I'll throw you on the third rail, goddammit. This fucking scumbag, that kills me. Someone hurt my friend $40. You could have given that to anyone. You could have given that to a kid in a wheelchair.
I will say, I always get really anxious when anyone asks me for directions, and 9 times out of 10, I've given them the wrong direction. Because I'm so nervous that I'm even in that situation.
No, it's a terrible thing to ask somebody for directions. Don't ask me for directions on the street. Go into a Duane Reade and ask ask somebody local to the area.
Or
don't ask
go
me.
On your phone.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot. Yeah. Like, everyone has a phone. Don't tell me you don't.
Or walk one extra block and you'll find out where you're going.
Also, it's a grid. It's literally numbered. You can't mess it up.
You can't mess it up.
You got it.
You can't mess it up. So yeah, I was emotionally mugged. And as everybody knows, the last time I was actually mugged was when I was 13 by a 6'2 girl. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was tough.
How old was she?
Probably 17.
Would she take from you?
Everything. Mostly my dignity.
He'll never live it down.
But no, my wallet. And see, I gave her my wallet. I ran into the movie theater and my friend like stood up to her. She broke his nose. One foul swoop.
Yep. Now she's the starting center for the New York City Sparks.
Person?
No. Look, we went to like Jewish day school in the city. We're all wearing matching uniforms, kippahs, looking very nerdy and just, we were an easy target.
Yeah.
An easy target.
Yeah.
So they came up to us. Yeah. Just for all the listeners, I'm telling you, somebody comes up to you, they want something, give it to them. Give it to them.
You're born and raised in New York City also. Oh, so you and Claudia, but you guys didn't know each other until college?
Correct.
Wow, that's kind of crazy. Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
It's just like, Ben Soffer, when in doubt, give up.
Yes, when you're being mugged, give up.
When in doubt, give them your pin and hope for the best.
Facts.
I agree.
Give up. Give up.
Well, do you want to make that your What Are You Nuts, Ben? Should we go to our What Are You Nuts moment of the week?
I mean, that one's like too dated. I have a new one, but do you know what Are You Nuts is? Do you know you familiar? Okay, so we have this segment on the show called What Are You Nuts. It's very in line with you because you walk around the city with a critical eye hating the world. And so we made an entire segment based off it, which is people, places, things, gripes with humanity. You walk around and you're like, what are you fucking nuts? Like, what's wrong with you?
I love this so much.
Yeah, so we always, every single episode, have a What Are You Nuts moment.
Okay.
Josh, you want to start? You want me to start?
I'll start. So today I was picking up food at this restaurant. You go in and I'm like, it looks uninhabited. Like, it looks abandoned, right? And so then a guy comes out from the kitchen. He looks at me like, what? And I'm like, oh, hi. And he just completely doesn't pay attention to me. I'm like, huh. And then, of course, I see a screen to the side that is you order from the screen. No one helps you. And no one tells you, hey, go to the screen. Gotcha. So I'm, plug it in my order, blah, blah, blah. Do I want a combo? No. Do I want the extra dipping sauce done? And then it goes, would you like to give a tip? I'm like, who am I tipping? I'm filling out the order. What are you, nuts? This
nuts.
Who, am I tipping the cook? Like, who gets the tip here?
Yep.
That was crazy. Like, I'm not against like a little bit of tip trolling, but this felt nuts. What are you, nuts?
Nuts. Absolutely no, that's nuts. I hate that shit.
I have a question. Well, we don't, obviously don't have a lot in New York City because it's we don't drive a lot. But in a drive-thru, are you tipping?
Nope.
No.
No. Okay. Me neither, except at Dunkin' Donuts. Not at Starbucks, though.
Why?
For, I don't know. For whatever in my head, whenever I'm at a Dunkin' Donuts, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to tip them. And I don't know if they've programmed that into me.
Wow.
But like, honestly, that could be my Woody and Nuts, but like for myself, like why I feel the need to do that. But I do.
Some people we feel deserve a tip and some don't. And maybe, there's no rhyme or reason.
Maybe that's what it is.
It could be the chain. You could just like feel just worse like, oh. for the people that work at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, maybe.
Totally.
I don't know. That's funny. Must be that.
I'm like, just like, wow, you guys have to deal with a lot of assholes.
Totally.
Like, whoa.
Different clientele at the Dunk.
Yeah.
For sure.
At the Dunk. My What Are You Nuts was at the Grammys. Did you watch the Grammys?
Yep, I did.
I'm watching the Grammys.
I can't wait
to absolutely hear. Love it. Mm-hmm. And then this decrepit witch, this decrepit fucking witch. What is her name?
Annie Lennox. What Eurythmics.
Annie
Sweet
Annie
dreams
Lennox.
Are made of these.
Annie Lennox comes on. She's singing the In Memoriam.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. all of a sudden she goes, artists for ceasefire. And then puts down her arm. And all I have to say is, what are you fucking nuts?
Mm-hmm.
What are you fucking nuts? One, stop politicizing our programs. Stop taking the beautiful Grammys that were perfect to that moment and screaming, artists for ceasefire, this crap. And second, if you want to talk about a ceasefire, then say, artists for the release of the now 135 hostages still held in Israel, and as a result, a ceasefire. That's all. Don't tell one side of the story. Tell both. Annie Lennox, what are you nuts?
I agree.
Mine was going to be Miley Cyrus's hair at the Grammys.
She looked like Jane Fonda.
No. I was appalled.
Really?
That
say more.
I couldn't believe it. I just think she's so like that was so her night. Like I feel like everyone but her knew she was gonna win. Like her song really was the song of the year. And I'm not even like a huge Miley fan, but I was so excited to watch her like accept her award because she was so wholesomely excited and like shocked. And then when she got up there, I was just like, if you knew or had an inkling that you could potentially win tonight, why'd you do your hair like this?
Mm.
Like, it just didn't go with either of her. And I thought, like, her dresses were cool. Like, her red carpet was very Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually appreciated it. Not that I would have worn it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I was like, oh, yeah, she looks like a rock star. Like,
yeah.
She looks like a famous singer. I'm happy she did this for the Grammys red carpet because everyone else I felt like played it very safe. And then I was just like so disappointed with her. What was that?
Did you see her boyfriend's hair?
No, I didn't.
Their hair was the same.
No, I couldn't.
Look up a picture of her boyfriend's hair. Everybody should look up a picture of Miley Cyrus's boyfriend's hair. A mullet of all mullets. He looked like a member of Queen. Like so big
insane.
And back. Miley had the exact same hair.
And then I was like, am I crazy? Because no one's saying anything about it. I was
nuts.
Like, she looks amazing. I'm like, what are you nuts?
No, she has
she
a beehive.
Doesn't.
She has a beehive.
Yeah.
I am more than ever a Miley Cyrus fan. I think she's like, when, you know what I think she's oozing is, this was a weird time to take a pause, authenticity. She feels like the only one there who's like truly authentic. And she's an incredible talent. She looks fucking cool. Like, I'm like, what is it about your look? Like, it's just so singular to her.
Yeah.
And all the flowers, all the props, all the things to her, respect. She's great.
I agree.
And she doesn't give a rat's
ass. I love it.
Which I also love.
Yeah, I agree too. And I feel like she's had so many different versions of her.
Yeah.
And that's got to be hard and like to come out of one and like reinvent yourself and still have people be obsessed with you. Like I give her a lot of credit throughout her career.
Yeah, she crushes.
Thank you for coming on the show. You are
thank you so much
so
for having
wonderful.
Me.
Your boyfriend's so wonderful. What a match. What a pair.
Thank you.
And before you jump, mm-hmm. where can we find you, but Summer House, new season, all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Giggly Squad, tour, everything. Like, just load us up.
Okay, Giggly Squad every Tuesday. Summer House coming out every Thursday, February. Let me see. Hold on. Actually, let me get
Did you film
date
already?
Of that. Yeah, we filmed. Oh, yeah.
Didn't invite me or Josh. What do you know?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. This summer. Okay. February 22nd, Summer House, new episodes.
Excellent. And tour, is tour wrapped or we're still
touring? Tour is wrapped.
Okay, cool. But there was a Giggly Squad tour.
There was. And there will be another one. We'll let everyone know.
Wonderful. 5 stars. Folks, as always, recommend to a friend. If you don't give this episode 5 stars, what are you, nuts? Find us Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Josh's YouTube. You got to watch this.
So
because
true.
You're missing out on a lot if you don't watch it. Sure, you could listen to. Why am I fighting with people? You listen to the show. Listen to the show. That's fantastic. But if you want to watch it again, give us a double count. Also watch it. Follow Paige. Follow the Giggly Squad. Watch Summer House. And thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Paige.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.